Well, if you'd like to turn with me quickly to Luke chapter 2, we're just going to consider briefly the song of Simeon after he met the newborn Jesus, finishing our series in the songs of Christmas, but this will be like less than half the time of a normal sermon, so just... But often, people can look at the very same things and see something that's quite different. I mean, at Christmas time, some people look at all the lights and the greenery and everything, and they think, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And other people look at it and kind of think, you know, bah humbug, this is a bunch of commercialism, a bunch of greed, and I don't like it. We can do that with people, too. We can sometimes look at the same people, and somebody else sees them very differently than we do. In fact, probably there's people who have different opinions about you, but you're the same person. But people might feel differently about you. That happens all the time. But Luke records a time when Jesus' parents brought him to the temple as a new baby. And almost everyone in the temple saw this family come in, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus, as just another ordinary, poor family. But there were two people who saw something much more when they saw this family come in. So let's read Luke 2, starting in verse 22. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves and two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all the nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. The child's father and mother marveled at what had been said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of Moses, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth, and the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. Amen. I think this is a very remarkable story. And remember, all through Jesus' life, the religious leaders of Israel, they failed to recognize Jesus as the Messiah. Even as he was doing incredible miracles, displaying God's power very clearly, teaching with an authority that no one had ever heard before. So they saw the signs, they had the scriptures, and yet so many refused to believe. But here, Jesus is only 40 days old. That's how old he would have been when they brought him to the temple. And so he's not doing miracles, he's not teaching, none of that stuff has happened yet. And he's just an infant in his mother's arms. But Simeon and Anna see this child, and they see in him what all of the religious leaders even miss. That this is God's promised Messiah. How did Simeon and Anna know? How did they see what everyone had missed? We're told in verse 25, Simeon was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. The Holy Spirit was on him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Verse 27, His arrival at the temple that day was not just a chance. Actually, he was moved by the Spirit, it says. That's why he went into the temple courts. This is a man who was actively watching, actively waiting, who had a very close relationship with the Lord, obviously. So close that when God told him to go into the temple, he was listening and he obeyed. Verse 37, we see Anna actually didn't even need to be told to go into the temple, because where was she? Always in the temple. She was already there. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. She spent her widowhood in worship and prayer. So when Jesus came in, even as an infant in the arms, she recognized him. I think it's very clear that both Simeon and Anna had a very close relationship to the Lord. I'm not saying they were perfect. I'm sure they were not. But they had tuned their hearts to the Lord. They lived in step with his Spirit, to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. They were able to respond to whatever God said to them. However he led them, they responded immediately. We get this idea that this was the pattern of their lives, that they lived in this close relationship with the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, I want to be like Simeon and Anna when I grow up. To be moved by God's Spirit and always to move with him right away, wherever he leads. What a wonderful way to live. I mean, Lord, tune our hearts to you like Simeon and Anna's hearts were. But where does God's Spirit move Simeon and Anna? He moves them to Jesus. And that's what the Holy Spirit always does. He always points us to Jesus. So he shows Simeon and Anna, this poor family, and they were poor. Notice the offering they bring is a pair of doves and two young pigeons. That's the offering provided in Leviticus for those who couldn't afford a lamb. They were ordinary. They looked ordinary. They were poor. But God led Simeon and Anna to see his salvation in this child. Simeon sings, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised," this verse 29, "you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you've prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." Simeon didn't just see salvation for himself in Jesus. Not even just for his people, Israel. Simeon sees this baby and knows that he's the fulfillment of all the Old Testament prophecies about the Messiah who would bring salvation to the whole earth. Salvation prepared in the sight of all nations, alike for revelation to the Gentiles right across the world. And that's why we're still celebrating. That's why we're still singing this morning, like Simeon did. Because Jesus, the light of the world, that little poor ordinary child in the temple, really was the Savior of the world, who would go on to live the perfect life and willingly give that life in exchange for us, to bring us forgiveness and salvation. I think most people in the temple that day probably hardly noticed this family that came in. Just another ordinary family. Even the priests who were trained in God's word, I don't think they knew, you know, as they're fulfilling these rites, they didn't know who it was in front of them. But Simeon and Anna saw the truth and rejoiced in seeing their Savior. I think most people in the world today still overlook Jesus. They just see him as just one more person in history. Maybe just one more word they use to swear with. But we can look at Jesus. We can see who he really is. He really is the Savior of the world. We can open our eyes and see that the light of the world, the Savior of the nations, the redemption that God has been working throughout history has come. And so now we can say with Simeon, "You may now dismiss your servant in peace, because salvation has come, peace has come. Our redemption is won. We can live in peace. We can even die in peace, because the Prince of Peace is here." Merry Christmas. We have so much to celebrate. The world may not recognize him, but we can see in Jesus, when we look at him, a Savior. So let's stand and sing. As we close our service, we'll first sing "Go Tell It on the Mountain," because like Anna, we can also share with